Hello and Happy New Year. Welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy series. I'm so thrilled that you're here at the beginning of this new year. And I'm so very happy to have back with us today a popular returning guest, and that is the lovely and talented Sherry Nichols. Welcome, Sherry.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me back, Michelle. It's always an honor to be on your summits.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you back. Sherry's a dear friend besides being a colleague, and I'm so thrilled to feature her wisdom. So just a little bit about her before we get underway here. Sherry Nichols is an award-winning author, international teacher, speaker, and women's empowerment coach. Trained in transformational healing and sound therapy, she is an advanced Psych K facilitator, passionate about helping women get unstuck, increase their confidence and happiness, and create deeply loving relationships. Well, we like the sound of that, Sherry. She teaches women how to successfully balance their masculine and feminine energies and radiate their inner sparkle, diamond essence. Through her work as a coach and a teacher over the past decade, Sherry has guided thousands of women around the world to open their hearts to create healthy, loving relationships with not only everyone in their life, but most significantly themselves. She's been a guest on CBS, KCAL 9, Good Morning San Diego, View from the Bay, and San Diego Living. Her book, Sexy and Sparkling After 40, introduced her seven-step sparkle system, now a successful group coaching program. So welcome once again, Sherry.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. As I said, it's just such an honor and a pleasure. What you're giving this gift to so many women is such a beautiful thing. And I'm just really, it's just a privilege to be a part of it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for contributing and for being a part of it. And I love the topic, Sherry, that we're going to be discussing today called Sparkle with Love. I really love your presence in the world and love what you stand for, because I know a little bit about your story, and maybe you can tell just a tiny short little bit of it and how you kind of got into this work before we jump into our main conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you. I would love to. The reason I became so passionate about helping women to step into their sparkle and really their brilliance and their magnificence is based on my experience going through a relationship that crumbled, basically. I was in a marriage and found out that my husband at that time was basically in another situation with another woman while he was married with me. And it was devastating. It was absolutely devastating and threw me for an unbelievable loop. It's just one of those things where you feel like the ground is coming out from underneath you, and completely shocked and humiliated and also questioning, wow, you think you're doing everything right? You think that you are showing up and being a partner, and this betrayal happened, this incredible betrayal. And so it became a journey then for me to really take a good look at how can I get through this? Because sometimes, bright and show, when things happen to us, you can think, how in the world am I ever going to make it through this? It can seem, you can seem like you're just like on the ground, you can't get up. And yet we do, And so I really threw myself into studying ways to improve everything about myself that I could feel good, not based on my circumstances, because we all have circumstances, but we don't want to become our circumstances. And so healing my heart, what could I connect to on an internal basis that would give me the strength and the confidence and the knowing and the anchoring that it didn't matter what was happening to me in the outer world, that didn't define me. It didn't define me. And because sometimes that can happen, right? I mean, I don't know if that's ever happened to you, Michelle. I know that you're in a beautiful marriage, but and for those of you listening, other things that may have happened to you where you felt betrayed, whether that be in work, whether it be with a sibling, whether it be with a friend, whether it be in a work situation. You can really feel like, how can you ever trust again? How can you ever move through things again? And so I really dove into developing that and anchoring into that. And then from that place, once I made it to the other side, I realized there were so many women who were basically in the same situation, maybe not in a situation where their marriages were crumbling, but where they were looking at their lives, having some sort of crisis or unraveling of something and feeling like, wow, how did I get here? How did my life get to this? Mm-hmm. And, I just really loved the process that I had gone through and wanted to help women get to that as well. And so that's how I became so passionate about this and decided I'm going to make it my life's work, is to really help women understand their value, help them to understand what I really, it became very clear to me through meditation and connection with love, which for me is Jesus and God, that, within each of us is this beautiful diamond. And it gets covered with all this gunk of life when things happen to us and these crazy curveballs get thrown at us. And so through really processes to get that sludge off and get your shine back, you can really step into who you're meant to be, your gifts, your talents, the love that you're meant to experience in life, the sparkle that you're meant to really live in life, whether you're in a relationship or not. So basically understanding your value and your worth. And so that's what I became passionate about, is to help women know that, all you ladies out there, you're a diamond. You are a diamond, and that is within you. And it's just, it's there. It hasn't gone anywhere, and it's just waiting to be, to shine, because that's your charisma. That's your beautiful, unique, essential self. And that's your connection to love.
That was beautiful, Sherry. One thing that you said that I really just want to repeat, and I hope I get it right. If not, you'll help me. Was when you said we all have circumstances, but we don't want to become our circumstances. That gave me the chills when you said that, because I know there are many women here, myself included, who have been through some times that are incredibly difficult, incredibly painful, where they've experienced disappointment, heartbreak, betrayal in some cases. And as you and I were speaking earlier, the intention of this whole series is to help give women hope and to live in that place of possibility and to recognize their own value, to recognize they are like a diamond, even if you feel like your diamond has a little sludge on it right now, right?
Yes.
So I loved that you said that, and thank you for sharing some of your story. So if there are women out there listening, and I know there are, Sherry, who might be feeling some of those things that you described with the sludge on their diamond, and they might be in a place of fear, they might have a hard time trusting, their confidence may have taken a beating from a relationship or a betrayal or some kind of other heartbreak or disappointment, what advice or what wisdom would you share at this time, at this beginning of the new year?
Yeah, that is a great question. And I think, Michelle, when I look back on that and I think about that and I reflect on that, what has always gotten me through the most difficult of times, and what I'm passionate about and what I know is there to help, is to be connected to what I call your diamond power. And what I mean by this, Michelle, and is basically, if I can share for a minute, take a backtrack, something that happened to me after I went through my divorce. I became involved with a spiritual group. I was really wanting to learn and to dive in and to understand how to heal and on a deep level. And I got involved with a spiritual group, and I really I loved the group, but it ended in a way that was not so pleasant. And again, it was a basically I was at my worst, kicked out of the group. And it was in some ways tougher on a soul level than my divorce had even been, because I felt like I was in this family for a couple of years and I was in another state and I was really so, oh my goodness, it's one of the lowest points of my life, I will say. It was really, really a low point. And in that dark space that I was in, I remember it happened in Sedona. So, for those of you who know Sedona, there are vortexes and different energy centers. And I remember just going out and feeling so low and just asking for help, praying, really. I prayed and just said, God, please, there's got to be some significance to this. And I really do just really welcome any guidance at this time. And what happened was I was introduced to a couple who really led me back to the source of love, which, as I said, was Jesus for me. For those of you listening, it might be source, it might be light, it might be God, you know, whatever that is for you. But it was such a deep connection of love. Once I allowed myself to enter into this space of really connecting with this source that is greater than us, right? I mean, Michelle, right? There's this source that is breathing through us. We can't even take one breath on our own. And when you stop and you connect with that and you really understand the force of it, which is greater, again, I'll go back to the circumstances, that force is greater than any circumstance any of us could ever be in. So if you're in a place where you're feeling down and you're feeling like things just haven't worked out for you, connecting with that source, and I see it as a vertical energy, as this beautiful, shimmering, sparkling energy. And when you stay in connection to that, you're in your heart center, you're completely connected, and there isn't room for sadness, there isn't room for fear, there's only peace and love and compassion. And when I was in that darkest place in my life, I will tell you, when I was connecting with that, I was so peaceful. I was so peaceful, and it absolutely helped me to have the confidence to rise again and to live my life and to know that there is a power, again, far greater than any of us, that is, when you're connected to it, that's what is the source of love for you. When we look outside of ourselves for that love, which I had done in my marriage, that crumbled. I felt completely like, what am I, chopped liver, that I'm, why am I not enough for this man? Why does he have to find, something elsewhere? I felt like crap. And then when this happened again with the spiritual guru, again, putting my significance into this woman's hands to make me feel good about myself, and give me, defining who I am. And the greatest thing I realized, Michelle, that really speaks to this question is, when you give your power outside of yourself to other people to identify who you are, to validate you are going to set yourself up to be on a roller coaster. The greatest way to get through anything and to really be at peace doesn't mean you're not going to have sad times, because that's part of life. But you're going to get through them with far more grace and ease when you are connected to this divine power. Because this divine power is love. And when you feel that love pouring through your body, you know how precious you are. You know how loved you are. You know the gift that you are. And it doesn't matter what any of your circumstances are around you. It's this peace within that you want to be in. And that's why I say it's like this vertical power. Anything other than that, I say, is like on a horizontal plane. That's our life is. So to me, the goal in really being able to tap into that confidence is to go from whatever's on the outside here, you know, that's pulling us this way, whether it's losing a job, losing a partner, losing a parent, you know, having trouble with your kids, whatever it is, it's pulling you, you know, all those energies. And when we can just get into the center and really create that upward connection, you're going to find yourself having so much more confidence, feeling so much better about yourself. And because you are owning your power, and that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really beautiful, Sherry. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I, you know, one of the tenets of my work is women understanding and knowing their own value. So I'm really resonating with what you're saying here, and having that value coming from within, where you have that confidence and knowledge of your own value that transcends whatever is or isn't happening out there in your love life. So what you're talking about here really, you know, not just your love life, but other aspects of your life as well. It's just, I tend to focus on women, helping women in their love lives. And I think part of this has to do with your relationship with yourself. You know, in order to have healthy relationships, we always hear you have to love yourself, or you have to have a healthy relationship with yourself if you want to have a healthy relationship with someone else or others. And yet, you know, what I've found, and this came up as you were speaking, Sherry, is that sometimes we have the hardest time forgiving ourselves. We continue to beat ourselves up long after whatever circumstance may have happened, that we blame ourselves in some way, or we have a hard time forgiving or releasing ourselves for any real or perceived mistakes that we may have made or how we may have contributed to whatever happened.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, I think, you so speak the truth, Michelle, and I hear so many women saying to me how they are looking to have more love in their life. And when I chat with them and ask them about past relationships and having healed the heart, oftentimes that hasn't fully been, their heart has not been fully healed. And I think what we want to look at in order, let me put it this way, what I know is that in order to open to love, which I know all the ladies that are listening, that you are speaking to and follow you, Michelle, and watching this summit. If you want to bring more love into your life, it is really imperative that we heal our heart from any past resentments or feeling slighted or feeling betrayed or feeling abandoned in past relationships and in life. Because what happens is every time we experience a hurt, it creates this wall around our heart. And here's the thing, we don't even know that it's there because we've been walking around with it for so long, and it's literally forming a block. You know, it's forming a block. It's like you're saying, I'm open to love, but your heart is protecting itself because it's hurt again. And so the forgiveness aspect is so important, because it's not, I think also, Michelle, so many people think if I forgive, then I'm letting the person off the hook. And it is not that at all. Forgiveness is never condoning somebody's poor behavior. But what it is it's gaining a different perspective on what happened so that you can unhook emotionally from it. Because when we are not unhooked from something emotionally, it's just kind of like, you know, it's like needling us on the inside. And again, it's been going on for so long that we're not even aware it's happening. So much of what's going on is subconscious that we just aren't even aware of. But it's blocking you. It's blocking you from the love that you would love to have. So you really want to clear your heart in a way that you feel safe as well, and that you can trust again. And so one of the things that I'd love to offer to your women here is a way to do that.
That would be lovely.
It's so important. So I would love to give you a three-part video series that I created specifically around forgiveness called Finding Forgiveness. And it first shares with you in the first video about the importance of forgiveness. And then in the second video, it's a 5-step process that takes you through a guided meditation that helps you to release any grudges or resentments that you have. And then some actionable steps that you can take are given to you in the third. And what I love about the series is that it's very, very potent and powerful. And you can play it over and over again, and, you know, go back to as many people as you want to create this forgiveness process. And the more you do that, the more peace you'll feel, the better you'll feel, the more open you'll be. Because really, truly, for those of you who want a really committed, connected, deeply loving relationship, it's a heart to heart. And so the heart really has to open up for that.
Sherry, that is really lovely, and it just fits so well in with this theme that we're talking about here. And I think it can be so freeing to have that privilege. It's really a privilege and a gift to be able to forgive others and to forgive ourselves. And I think for so many women, forgiving ourselves can be that hardest part. So I'm so grateful that you're offering that. And of course, for everyone listening or watching, you can get that wonderful video series by clicking on the link below Sherry's image here on the video or the audio that you're listening from. And Sherry, I also think we have time. I know you have this beautiful process that you teach about how someone can connect with their diamond power. Would we have time to do that now before we wrap up today?
Absolutely, and thank you. I would love to take everyone through this process.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so for those of you going through this who can close your eyes safely, I invite you to do that. And if you're not able to close your eyes safely, I would invite you to turn your attention inward for now. And if you're able to go back and listen to this again at a time where you can, give yourself that gift. That would be lovely. But for all of us who are closing our eyes, go ahead and start taking in some nice, deep, beautiful breaths. And imagine that there is a waterfall of sparkling, beautiful, glittering light of love flowing down through the top of your head, flowing down into your body. And as this flows through, just imagine it, a stream of love, a stream of ease, a stream of light, a stream of healing energy, just really flowing down through your body, flowing in between every cell, every organ, flowing across your chest, down into your arms, down into your body, flowing down into your legs, down into your toes. And as this beautiful light is flowing down, this heavenly, divine light, this love that is so radiant and so pure as it is pouring into your body, just imagine that as it flows down into your heart center, see a diamond in your heart center. And as this beautiful light is flowing to it, imagine that it is being ignited. And as more and more of this light flows around it, just see that diamond becoming brighter and brighter and brighter, as though it's emanating divine love. And as that light flows out, just see it flowing into all your cells and feel your cells expanding. Feel the cells in your arms expanding, your hands, and you can feel the love, the beautiful, pure love, the truth of who you are flowing through you. And now imagine that flowing down a little bit further, and now it's igniting. Imagine a big diamond in the core of your being. And as that light flows to that diamond that's deep in the core of your being, imagine that light now being ignited and expanding with beams of light, like moonbeams, flowing through your body, like sparklers flowing through your body. And feel the expansion of your cells, and like every single cell in your body is like a little baguette. If you were to look at this as one, you would see it like a giant jewelry box of diamonds just spewed throughout your entire body. And now as you feel this energy, this light, this beauty, this love that is flowing down, so divine, so full of truth, so full of complete healing love, bring to your mind something that you would love to happen this year. We're at the beginning of the year. What would you love? Bring to mind, whether that's bringing in a romantic partner, whatever that is for you, just imagine it happening. Imagine you owning it. Imagine you anchored into it. Imagine you being the woman that is in that relationship. And connect to one trait that she has that you will love to step into for this year. Owning that, feeling it, feeling the truth of it, and really seeing that happening with every cell of your body. Taking it deep into your mind, your heart, your soul. Putting a hand over your heart, anchoring into this beautiful, beautiful being, this beautiful feeling of love, this beautiful being that you are. And as you put your hand over your heart, connecting to that diamond power that is your source of love, and saying to yourself, I am valuable. I am loved. Letting that sink into every single cell. Gently opening your eyes, bringing that truth back into the room with you.
Thank you, Sherry. I was kind of caught up in that. I enjoyed that very much. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was a gift.
Very welcome. And I would really invite all of you to start your day that way. Start your day that way, really connecting with that truth of who you are. Just this beautiful woman who is filled with love. And that is the vibration. Attract that special partner into your life as well, if that is your goal for the year.
That's a great way. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. And thank you so much for your wisdom, for sharing from your heart, because the love that you are talking about is radiating from you. We can feel it. So thank you for sharing your presence as well as your wisdom. Really appreciate that, Sherry.
So much. As I said, you are an amazing woman. You offer such amazing insights and tools and love to everyone in your community. And it is really, I'm so proud to know you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry. That's so lovely. And I really, really appreciate your kind words. So ladies, be sure you connect with Sherry by clicking on the link below so you can get the free video series she talked about on forgiveness. We've just barely touch the tip of what Sherry has to share. And Sherry and I are both grateful for your presence here. And we send our love and our blessings and best wishes for the new year. So be sure and join us for more of the series. And I'm actually a little bit overcome. So I'm going to sign off for now, and we'll see you for more of Ready for the Right Guy. Bye-bye for now.